The Terminator's an infiltration unit. Part man, part machine. Underneath, it's a hyperalloy combat chassis. Microprocessor controlled. Fully armored. Very tough.
In this clip from the original Terminator movie, Kyle Reese is explaining to Sarah Connor who or what that human-like machine trying to kill her was. The threat of man-made machines rising up against human beings is perfect fodder for science fiction films, but a group of academics in England are looking at the possibility that a scenario like that might one day leave the realm of fantasy and become reality. A new research center at the University of Cambridge plans to look into extinction-level risks to humanity.
There are things that could be so catastrophic that we should be scared by even a small chance of them happening.
Martin Reese, no relation to Kyle Reese, is the professor of cosmology and astrophysics at the University of Cambridge and is co-founder of its Center for the Study of Existential Risk.
Nuclear war, bioterror, pandemics, cyber terrorism, climate change, and perhaps computer networks will develop a mind of their own. That may be science fiction, it may not be, but what we're trying to do is to get together a group of people to try and think about which are the serious risks.
Why did you see the need for a center like this? How pressing, really, are these existential risks?
People fret rather too much about what are actually rather small risks, like carcinogens in food, train crashes and things like that. But they don't worry enough about these other kinds of risks, which are perhaps improbable, but which are so serious if they happened that even one occurrence is too many. And just as you still pay for insurance on your house, even if you don't expect it to be burnt down, so we feel it's worth a bit of investment in trying to understand and try and protect against these new kinds of risks.
When you say that people may worry overmuch about carcinogens in food and not enough about these larger existential risks, how much is enough?
Well, I think enough is a bit more than we're doing now, because hardly anyone is thinking about them, really. That means they can be taken over by flaky scaremongers who may get them out of proportion. And what we want to do is to try and look at them seriously. These are growing kinds of threat because we are in a more interconnected world. Mm-hmm. We depend on worldwide distribution of food, worldwide computer networks for the financial system and others, and that makes us more vulnerable to breakdowns and indeed to ill-intentioned small groups who can cause huge damage. The way I like to put it is that we are in a global village, and the village idiots in a global village can have a global reach, and we've got to protect against them and protect against breakdowns. So all these things deserve a bit more attention than they've had up till now.
What's your lowest probability existential risk?
I hope the runaway computer catastrophe is low probability, but I don't know. When I say I'm an astronomer, people say, are you worried about asteroid impacts? Well, I am a bit, but they're no more likely now than they were for the Neanderthals. It's a small risk that we've had throughout the history of life on our planet. But the kind of risks that worry me more are the kinds that we bring upon ourselves. Although our Earth has existed for 45 million centuries, this is the first century when the main threats are caused by one species, namely us.
You guys are sitting, let us say, in an ivy-covered environment, thinking big thoughts.
Indeed, yes.
And I'm just wondering how much impact those big thoughts could have on the real world.
I hope we can quantify these threats and also perhaps exert a bit of propaganda so that people take this more seriously. There was a big article in a British newspaper which publicized this, and I've been amazed at the generally positive response. And so we are just getting up steam, and we hope that we will be able to gain sufficient funding for a research center where we will be able to have people who can focus a substantial fraction of their time on these issues rather than leaving it just to a few professors like myself.
You know, I don't know if you're a great student of how the media work, but there's nothing we love more than stories about imminent destruction.
Especially when you can have illustrations of robots from science fiction movies and the Terminator and all that. That had all the ingredients of a good story.
Okay, so we fell for it. I admit it. We're cheap. But that said, there is an almost direct relationship between the amount of potential mayhem and the amount of media coverage.
Yes.
And the likelihood of the event really doesn't play into it very much.
Indeed, that's true. And that, I think, emphasizes why it is important to get some more academic people who can actually decide which of the risks are serious enough to deserve attention, to try and redress the balance between the most journalistically appealing risks, which may be the least probable ones, and the others which we are still in denial about and aren't taking seriously enough.
Martin Rees, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me on the program.
Martin Rees is a professor of cosmology and astrophysics at the University of Cambridge and a co-founder of its Center for the Study of Existential Risk.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.